We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
His regular gig is still Channel 5 and 45, and we announced this last week. Tom Hauser now will be a full-time, part-time fill-in host, so we bring Mr. Hauser back into the conversation. Do any of the local affiliates still have a helicopter at their disposal?
We do. We were the last ones to have our own. And the others were all sharing a helicopter resource, and now we all are. So, yeah, helicopters are still very much a part of what we do, because so many things in this sprawling metropolitan area, and it's a big state, sometimes you need a helicopter.
Last time you were in a helicopter?
Boy, you know, it's been a while. It's been several years. I remember... Can I just tell you a quick story about the first time I was on the 5 Eyewitness News helicopter? I was brand new here back in 1992, if you can believe it. And Roger and I...
Did we have TV back then?
We did have TV. It was in its infancy. And
yes.
There was a report of some ice fishermen up on Lake Mille Lacs who were stranded on an iceberg or an ice floe that had broken away from the other ice. So they look around, new guy. Roger's going to land on the roof. They're going to Lake Mille Lacs to look for these stranded fishermen, because actually the sheriff's department up there had even requested our assistance, and we often would do that if it would help save lives or whatever. So we go up, and my first time in a helicopter. And Roger is, you know, a former, you know, Vietnam helicopter pilot, you know, been through everything. We get up there, and we're circling around Lake Mille Lacs looking for these guys, and he's got the helicopter, I mean, literally turned on its side, and of course, with my door facing toward the ice.
Oh,
and I'm trying not to look down and kind of looking up at Roger as he's circling around. And it was, I thought it was death-defying, but to him, it was just a Thursday. And it was pretty fascinating, but I do vividly remember my first time on a helicopter, and I haven't flown as much. When I was on the police beat, I was on the helicopter a lot. The political beat, not so much.
Yeah, I would remember that story also. Okay, you moderated a GOP debate last night. I saw your report. We texted a little bit about it. Okay, you know headlines, even when you're in the middle of the debate. Biggest headline out of your GOP gubernatorial debate was?
Well, I thought it was remarkable that all five of them have had COVID.
Yes, I did too.
The five of the six who were up there. Now, I know many Minnesotans have had it, but generally you grab any group of people and you're going to find out maybe one or two of them have had it. But this was all five of them, which just I didn't expect that. I have not had COVID. Have you had COVID?
With you? No.
No. So, if you get any group of five or six random people, generally, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to have two or three of them had it. All five of them, of the six who were in the debate last night, had it. Two of the five do not plan to get vaccinated. Mike Murphy and Dr. Scott Jensen, who has been very outspoken on that, he thinks that's a personal decision, and he's had COVID and thinks the antibodies will protect him. But just their... all of their stances, all of them are against mandates. All of them have varying degrees of comfort with getting the vaccine or recommending the vaccine. which is really interesting because in a poll that we're going to start rolling out tonight, a Survey USA poll tonight, and then tomorrow more closely focused on coronavirus, 76% of Minnesotans say they have been vaccinated. And so clearly Minnesota is not, by and large, an anti-vax state, which could make it difficult if a Republican tries to run as an anti-vax candidate.
How will they walk that line? You know, Jensen, as you said that. I asked that to Mike Ostrom. Mike Ostrom said, no, once again, he's wrong, that your antibodies are so much better. It's not even close. If you get vaccinated, that no, he's not denying that you get antibodies. That's a given. But that the boost that you would get even from your initial vaccine, let alone a second or booster, there's no comparison. But whether it's Jensen, it's Gazelka, any of the candidates, how are they going to walk this line of we're against mandates, we think walls went too far, but most of them are still going to say, I would think, well, I guess not most, three of five are going to say get vaccinated. I mean, how are they going to balance that when this is a state that clearly believes in vaccinations? And if they're going to win, if they're going to beat Tim Walz, and I think he's beatable, they're going to have to get votes from hundreds of thousands of people who've been vaccinated.
Well, I think what they're going to have to do in order to win the endorsement, they may be put in the predicament of having to go the largely anti-vax route, because our poll is going to show that still 31% of Republicans surveyed are not vaccinated yet.
That's a big number.
Compared to 11% of Democrats. That is a big fault line. And if they're going to run in for the endorsement, they may want to cater to those more conservative voters who are not vaccinated but who will control perhaps who gets the endorsement at the endorsing convention. But then when it comes to the general election, they may have to pivot to
quickly,
maybe tempering their anti-vax enthusiasm, because as our poll again will show, the vast majority of Minnesotans are either vaccinated or pro-vaccine. It's hard to tell how many of them got vaccinated voluntarily and how many were part of a mandate, but
okay,
my guess is the vast majority did it of their own accord. So it's going to be a fine line of catering to one set of voters to get the endorsement and another set to try to win the election.
Tom Hauser from Channel 5 and 45 is with us. Chad Hartman here with you on CCO. Bill Guerin, your guy, the GM of the hottest club in hockey, is with us in about 20 minutes. When I hear $7.7 billion, I think one of two things. I think of your checking account, or I think of the surplus that we now have in this state. How much of the billions of dollars of that surplus is going back to us?
Well, it depends on how you define going back to you. There will be almost certainly some targeted tax cuts, you know, maybe Social Security tax. There may be tax credits, maybe for education, maybe health care, some of those types of things. Kurt Dowd, the Republican minority leader, talking about a moratorium on energy taxes, including the gas tax, which could be tricky because gas tax money is by law dedicated to roads and bridges, so you'd have to replace that money that is not collected if you do a moratorium like that. So there's a number of things in play, but what I was really surprised by yesterday at the news conference, and I asked them about this, usually when there's a big surplus, and by big I usually mean $2 or $3 billion, I think we once had a $5 or $6 billion, and Republicans immediately came out and said, we need across-the-board cuts, we need to do this and that. And yesterday, Kurt Dowd, I actually heard him say, we have to be cautious. And that's not generally what Republicans do. They go, look, you collected too much money, give it back. I don't know how it's going to go back. There, not a lot of people at those news conferences yesterday were talking about rebates or the Jesse checks, as we used to.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
Jesse Ventura was governor.
If somebody's listening right now and saying $7.7 billion, that means I need to get X amount of money back to me, a direct check to me. that is not going to happen.
I would never say never. I don't see it. The more efficient way to do it, if you want to be efficient about it, and why would government ever do that? At tax time, you tell every Minnesotan, or you know, figure out how you want to categorize people. But if you have a refund coming to you, you get an extra $500. If you owe taxes, we'll take $500 off what you owe.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the easiest way to do it, but government rarely ever does the easiest thing. And in fact, if they do decide to go the check route, everybody wants those checks going to people's homes with, you know, the governor's name on it.
Yes,
so we can use it at election time. But I just don't,
for sure.
Right now, I don't see a big appetite for sending it back, because so many people see uncertainty in the economy with the supply chain issues and inflation. But I mean, you would have to have a cataclysmic event to erase a $7.7 billion projected surplus.
Crazy. How did it get here?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with all of the federal stimulus. I mean, money was just thrown at people. I mean, Minnesota, billions of dollars, much of it, you know, going directly to consumers, and in some cases as unemployment, that bonus money that the federal government was giving everybody in certain income levels, and clearly they went and spent it. Although the sales tax revenue was probably the smallest part of the increase in revenue, it was like $821 million, the real big driver was income tax collections, because people kept their jobs and people were working hard and the state was collecting their money. That was the biggest driver of this. I think it was $2.7 billion in additional income tax revenue.
That's a huge number. I mean, that is such
enormous.
A huge number.
So that's
great stuff.
Look at it and go, and in some cases, rightfully so, we're being overtaxed. If you have that much money and the rest of the state, as far as we can tell, is not falling apart, so it's not like you need to spend $7 billion more. So, you know, where do you find the middle ground? And I swear the legislators and the governor will argue more about what to do with a huge surplus than do with a huge deficit.
By the way, I agree. If you have $7.7 billion, you are being overtaxed. I don't know how you can overcome that.
It's hard to
Great
argue
stuff
the
is,
way.
No, exactly. Great stuff as always. Thanks, Ben. Be watching you tonight on 4 and on Channel 45 and 5.
And
I don't think you're
five,
on 4.
Tonight at 5, we will have our first Survey USA results, the approval ratings of Biden and Walz in Minnesota. And then at 6, head-to-head poll results between Governor Walz and each of the 6 declared Republican candidates. We will reveal that tonight at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. I will be watching. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.